Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez had surgery last month in Cuba to remove a cancerous tumor. Now he says he may have to undergo chemotherapy. Chavez returned home to reassert his authority, but now he faces an energized opposition and an election next year. Chavez hasn't said much in the way of details about his illness, so it's not clear whether he'll have the stamina to face those challenges in the coming months. Here's NPR's Juan Ferrero.
Hugo Chavez has always appeared energetic and buoyant, a strong leader, always in charge, and always able to vanquish his opponents. So after his operation in Cuba, the government displayed its muscle at an Independence Day parade. Fighter aircraft, tanks, and soldiers shouting, "Socialist fatherland or death."
Patria socialista o muerte!
Still, Chavez was too weak to attend. He spoke to the crowd via a live feed from the presidential palace.
Viva la patria! Viva la independencia! Viviremos y venceremos el retorno!
And now he's back in Cuba, where he says he is in, quote, a battle for life. These days, Chavez looks thinner and paler, though the government has yet to say what kind of cancer he has. José Albornoz, once a close ally of the president, said Chavez might have to operate more slowly.
El presidente está ahorita en un estado de salud que delicado, por supuesto, según la expresión, pues si es cierto todo lo que el presidente nos dijo a los venezolanos en su
cadena de país. The president is in a delicate state of health, Albornoz says, and that means he may not have the capacity to dedicate 24 hours a day to politics as he had in the past. Enrique Capriles, the leading opposition candidate ahead of next year's presidential election, hopes to capitalize on the situation. On a recent day, he worked a crowd of potential voters in the poor Las Mercedes district just south of Caracas. Capriles seems to have it all. He's young and telegenic and is governor of Miranda, a rich, centrally located state that provides him with a platform.
Porque los problemas de Venezuela son producto de un gobierno absolutamente ineficiente, de una gestión de gobierno ineficiente, de una gestión de gobierno que no exhibe resultados.
The problems in Venezuela, Capriles says, are the product of an absolutely inefficient government. A government, he says, has wasted billions from a historic oil boom. There's rampant crime, energy shortages, and lost jobs. Increasingly, polls show Venezuelans deeply concerned about these problems, and that may be hurting Chavez. In one recent national poll, Capriles and Chavez were in a statistical tie when prospective voters were asked which candidate they preferred.
Salud, seguridad, trabajo y estudio. Que es lo más importante, los cuatro puntos cardinales que tenemos.
Healthcare, security, work, schools, that's what we need, says Alfredo Ascanio, among those in Las Mercedes who say they plan to vote for Capriles. Ascanio says Chavez's government isn't delivering on any of those. But there are those who say you can't count Chavez out, like Carlos Romero, a political analyst.
There is a strong government in Venezuela. It's a strong government who has been in power for more than 11 years. There is a strong political party, and there is a strong mass support for the regime.
Romero says some opposition politicians, including Capriles, present themselves as a sort of new Chavez. They rely on populism to win support, the same kind of populism that Chavez has used effectively for a dozen years. And on his recent swing through Las Mercedes, Capriles handed out vouchers people could use to renovate their homes. That clearly won him points from Ana Teresa de Pacheco, who got a voucher and can now pay for a new roof on her house.
Caramba, bueno, si me ayuda. Caramba, sí. No tiene que ser agradecido.
If I get help, she says, you have to be thankful. But when asked about Hugo Chavez, de Pacheco says she has supported him too and would consider doing so in the future if Chavez's government provides her with help. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.